bad news, come to me where I sleep. Turn, turn, turn again. Say one of your friends is in trouble deep. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Tell me the trouble, tell me once to my ear. Turn, turn, turn again. You're at prison, I'm 99 years. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Oh, what's the charge of how this came to be?
Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. to go. So calm the storms of winter, and then the birds in spring again. I have no fear of time, for who knows how my love, and who knows where the time goes.
At 92.3 K-Rock, a couple of final selections from our featured album this week, Unhalfbricking by Fairport Convention. That's Sandy Denny's Who Knows Where the Time Goes, of course, and Bob Dylan's Percy song before that. That's because we have an extended visit in our final hour this morning with Daniel Lanois, producer of Bob Dylan, U2, The Nevilles, and now with his own album out. And we'll have another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame salute at the top of the hour, during which we'll give away a copy of the 3-CD box set Simon & Garfunkel Collected Works. And we've got our theme set coming up next.
To improve your personal finances, you can watch the financial news, or you could watch A&E.
To dry clean a shirt where I live, you know what it costs? $3. I don't pay it. I donate my shirts to the Salvation Army. They wash and put in a hanger. Next morning, I buy them back for 75 cents.
For the latest in military maneuvers, you can watch World News, or you can watch A&E.
So I went out to dinner with a Marine last weekend. He looked across the table at me and he goes, "You know, I could kill you in 7 seconds. I go, "Oh, well, I'll just have the toast then."
And for help with interpersonal relationships, you can tune into those sensitive talk shows, or...
I hate dating. A lot of times you get bored, you date people for the wrong reasons. You ever date for food? Someone calls you up, you kind of like them. Dinner? Let me check the refrigerator.
Hi, I'm Carol Leeper. Every week I present 5 of the funniest stand-up comics on Caroline's Comedy Hour, exclusively on A&E. Sundays at 11, 10 Central. Sponsored in part by I Love New York.
The 60s had the Cleavers.
Whoop-tee-doo.
The 70s had the Bradys.
Big wow.
The 80s had the Huxtables.
What do they know?
Wouldn't it be refreshing to see a television family you can finally believe in?
All righty.
Meet The Simpsons. America's funniest new family has a series of their own.
This is Bart Simpson. I'm the big star, so send me a lot of money and I'll send you my autograph. And
you can't say that.
Eat my shorts.
The Simpsons premieres tonight on Fox. Then on Married with Children, Al Bundy discovers his loving wife, Peg, has been doing their tax returns. And now he's really going to pay.
Well, I'm all packed for prison.
Have a nice time, Daddy.
Let's say I give that some thought while I'm making my marriage vows in a prison chapel to a guy named Rock.
It's an all-new Married with Children right after the series premiere of The Simpsons tonight on Fox.
Catch The Simpsons in their series premiere tonight at 8:30 p.m., followed by Married with Children at 9 o'clock on WNYW Fox 5.
One phone call. That's all it takes to dial a mattress, and you can be resting a bit easier tonight. Call one of their trained sales pros and save on their everyday low prices of 60% off the top brands, including Simmons Beauty Rest. All Beauty Rest from Simmons have the unique individually pocketed coil system so that every inch of your body receives the exact support it requires. Call Dial-A-Mattress 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can pick the time for your delivery any 2 hours from morning till midnight. Dial-A-Mattress will deliver that Simmons Beauty Rest on your approval.
Here's your mattress.
They
Thank
set it
you.
Up. If you like it,
I
pay
like
the
it.
Driver by cash or major credit card.
It's a deal.
It's so easy to make that call, whether at home or from your office. It's now only a local call from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia, or Washington. Just dial M-A-T-T-R-E-S. Oh, and remember, leave off the last S, because that's the S for savings.
Dial a mattress.
Pete Fornatale back with you on the Sunday show. Tomorrow is Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. It's one of those years where the actual birthday coincides with the holiday, which has been declared as the third Monday in January. When people think of the great civil rights anthems, they usually think of music written in the 60s, but all of these songs were written in the 80s, beginning with Pierce Pettis and Legacy at 92.3 K-Rock.
It was the mayor. He asked if my daddy was home. This was for his ears alone. Mom and me listening on his second phone. Mayor said, the Freedom Riders are on their way. And they'll be here by Christmas Day. I lost their vow to disobey. Cause our school's as wide as the Milky Way. Well, now we're really in a fix. Can't let them show us up like country hicks. But once we let the races mix, it's goodbye Jim Crow politics.
First it's 40 acres and a mule. Then they want to swim and I swim and go. Pretty soon they'll be wanting to go to school. Where we were taught the golden rule. Imagine them telling us how to live. Imagine them telling us how to live. We're number one in America, number one in America. Beat the drum for Uncle Sam, overcome in Birmingham. Dynamite in a Baptist church, four teenage girls lost in the lurch. Fire hoses at the Billy clubs, police dogs, the racist thugs. Night riders and the lynching mob, lawmen say they're only doing their job. Number one in America. Oh, number one in America. Number one in America. Beat the drum for Uncle Sam. Overcome in Birmingham. Dynamite in a Baptist church. Four teenage girls lost in the lurch. Fire hoses and the billy clubs. Police dogs and the racist thugs. Turn back the clock. A little rock. Bought and sold on the auction block. Night riders and the lynching mob. Lawmen say they're only doing their job. To stay number one in America.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, run, run. But a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution.
At 92.3 K-Rock, a quartet of contemporary songs about race relations on the eve of what would have been Dr. Martin Luther King's 61st birthday. Bruce Hornsby and The Range there. Great song, The Way It Is. Tracy Chapman before that from her debut album, Talking About a Revolution. We heard David Massengill's Number One in America and Pierce Pettis starting off that set with the title track from his Legacy album.
K-Rock salutes the 1990 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
This is 92.3 WXRK, New York's only classic rock and roll Hall of Fame radio station, K-Rock.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence, and the people bowed and prayed.
said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
It's a 92.3 K-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame weekend.
He's talking about my generation.
It's only teenage wasteland.
Be dead or alive.
Right now, caller 92 at 212-955-9292 wins classic CDs from Rhino Records and is registered for our classic guitar, autographed by Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, and John Entwistle of The Who. It's only on 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll radio.
that song alone, they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let alone all their other accomplishments. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, the bookends theme, and Sounds of Silence. Congratulations to David Lefkowitz of Hewlett, New York, who won a copy of the 3-CD box set Simon and Garfunkel Collected Works, courtesy of CBS Records. Simon and Garfunkel going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Wednesday night. And it will be my pleasure to co-anchor K-Rock's coverage of that event live from the Waldorf Astoria right here, 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll radio. And that's not only the only big bash this week, because next Sunday, the 21st, our 7th anniversary party will take place at the New Ritz here in New York on 54th Street. I was looking into my crystal ball earlier, and I can tell you that it is going to be a great talent lineup, and you'll want to be with us. If you haven't acted on the opportunity to do so, this week is your last chance. The party is next Sunday. It's a benefit for Folkworks, the public interest production company. There'll be our usual champagne brunch at 11:30. Tickets for that are $45. The concert itself begins at 1:30. And if you're only interested in the concert, those tickets are $15 each, available at Ticketmaster, 212-307-7171, 212-307-7171, or visit any Ticketmaster location or the Ritz box office. If you need any further information, directions, or have any questions, you can call Folkworks any day this week at 212-807-6896. That's 212-807-6896. Be with us next Sunday at the New Ritz. Pete Fornital on the Sunday show. Our special guest, Daniel Lanois, coming up after these words.
Yep. Mother and I have always been wicked careful of you city folk and your fancy schmancy ways. So you can imagine our surprise to learn when it comes to breakfast, you're as numb as a trout. Don't know at all about it. So I'm going to let you in on a little something we've known in these parts for quite a spell. McDonald's is the place to go for a fast, hearty breakfast. They've got farm fresh eggs scrambled just right, mouth-watering hotcakes drenched in syrup, apple and cheese Danish scrumptious pastries, and homemade buttermilk biscuits and toasted English muffins that they fill with good fixings like sizzling sausage and delicious Canadian-style bacon. Here, tell the coffee's fresh brewed and real good, too. Now, you can get there from here, but you'll be late for work. Not to worry. In the Big Apple, no matter where you go, there you are at McDonald's.
Hey, yo, let's talk about government spending for a minute.
They tested this rocket about 6 or 7 weeks ago. The rocket cost $26 million to build. The rocket went up in the air for 4 seconds, did a backflip, landed in the ocean. For 2 mackerel, you can get a dolphin to do the same thing.
Too serious. How about world finances?
The country's $2 trillion in debt. We used to worry about getting invaded by the Russians. We're not going to be invaded by the Russians. We're going to get evicted by the Japanese.
Nah, too deep. I'd rather discuss labor negotiations.
It's a doorman union.
Why? They can't go on strike. What are they going to do? Just stand in front of your building.
All of these important issues were brought to you by Caroline's Comedy Hour on A&E. Hi, I'm Carol Leifer. Every week I present 5 of the funniest stand-up comics on Caroline's Comedy Hour, exclusively on A&E. Sundays at 11, 10 Central. Sponsored in part by I Love New York.
It's A&S sales. Values. Buys. Sunday and Monday only on every floor of every A&S store. For example, you'll get 25 to 40% off thousands of Mrs. Warm Winter Coats. 30% off Mrs. Wool Separates from Norton McNaughton and more famous makers. 50% off thousands of men's down jackets and parkas. Plus, Sharp's 25-inch color TV with remote is just $349. Sunday and Monday only. It's A&S sales. Production. Values. Buys. Store-wide at A&S. Terrific.
This is Pete Fornital back with you at 92.3 K-Rock with my special guest this morning, Daniel Lanois.
The suburb walls are closing in. I've looked at you, I've seen you through your curtain. With a naked eye from that far, I've shed a tear for you, a flowing fountain. Flaming trees, I'm lost in fields of your hair. From where the hawk wind kills and the blood runs thin, I'll go now, I'll fly, I will. From inside the gates of the stripping yard, I can't touch you, I can't feel for this thunder town. I want you now while my body's young, my mind is strong, away from Thunder Town. From where the hawk wind kills and the dam runs deep, in this land of heaven, my back to a godless night, I hear the mighty stranger over Thunder Hill. From where the hawk wind kills and the blood runs thin, I'll go now, I'll fly. Mountain I must go to see the valley below, Thunder Town.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is Daniel Lanois, accompanied on second guitar by Malcolm Byrne, with an acoustic version of a song that is on Daniel's brand new album, Acadia. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Well, the English would be Acadia, and the French is Acadie.
Acadie, yeah. Acadie. So here I should say Acadia.
Well, it's actually written Acadie and should be pronounced Acadie.
Acadie, I like that. You know, I took French for 4 years.
Yeah.
First day, I was totally into it, memorized the whole first lesson. I still remember it. J'entre dans la salle de classe, je regarde autour de moi. After that, forget about it. Remember all the rest, but ridiculous. This is a terrific album, a terrific sounding album. Now, I said that was an acoustic version of Where the Hawk Wind Kills. Yeah. And, you know, I am usually much more inclined to enjoy and appreciate purely acoustic music. There are a lot of electronic effects on this record. Is that the proper descriptive term?
There are a lot of treatments, but the treatments are, you might say, placed on top of quite organic performances.
That's what I meant to say. It is, you know, it is so pure a sounding album that I'm sitting here quite amazed that you're able, in a sense, to have your cake and eat it too in that regard. Has the possibility of recording this way been around for a while? In other words, could you have done something like this 10 or 15 years ago, or is it totally dependent on the new technology that was developed in the 80s?
It could have been done 10 years ago, but not 15,
because
some of it has to do with actually pitch changing. which I think there was pitch-changing experimenting going on 15 years ago, but it's been available for about 10.
So you're really a pioneer in this whole area of new recording technique. I say that because we know your name primarily up to this point as a producer, and I certainly want to talk about that this morning. But the question I have is the existence of this album now, Acadie, the fulfillment of some long-term dream of yours? Is this the direction that you wanted your career to be heading in?
These songs, I believe, have been with me for a long time because they're about personal experiences. But the drive and the need to make a record has only been with me for about 3 years. I was so busy before then making records with other people and quite happy doing it. And I love all that work and the records I've made. But in the last few years, I've thought, well, perhaps I should place some of my own ideas, the ones that I've been giving to other people, I should put them on a record of my own.
If you could trace it back for us a little bit and perhaps recall what your original goals were in the music business and, in fact, how you got started.
Well, I've always been real interested in recording. We had tape recorders at home, my brother Bob and I. And playing instruments and messing around with tape recorders was always like in tandem. And we set up a little recording studio in the basement of my mother's house, and it really expanded. in fact, we did a couple of hundred albums in the basement of her house. It was just a little hole in the wall, but what a real productive place. We did all sorts of gospel records and country records, folk records. In Canada, this was.
Home was where exactly, Daniel?
At that time, this was Hamilton, Ontario, near Niagara Falls. But I was born in Quebec, in Hull, Quebec.
How did you translate that into a professional career for yourself? What was the break, so to speak?
I suppose the greatest pivot point would have been my meeting Brian Eno.
Which was when?
79, and we worked on a lot of records together. We did two Harold Budd records, one called The Pearl, another called The Plateau of Mirror. We also did a record called Apollo together, myself, Brian, and his brother Roger. And there's about 7, 8, maybe 9 records in there in that period of, from 79 to about 84.
Where were you doing them, back home in Canada?
Canada, yeah, at this place called Grant Avenue Studio. We had moved out of my mother's basement at that point.
I'd like to play another track from the album before we pursue that line of questioning about production. And coincidentally, the one that I first chose to play on the air is the one that you suggested earlier when we were talking about music for this segment, and that is Still Water. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, Still Water has a very exotic sound to it. It was born on acoustic guitars. I laid down an acoustic guitar part, and Malcolm, who's with us today, laid down a couple of tremolo parts, and it just sort of built up. And the drums, in fact, were added almost last. So it's a song that started in a quiet way and evolved into something that has a lot of tension in it. But topically, it's about the Caledonia River, or the Grand River. I have two names for the river that runs through the Six Nations Indian Reserve. And in this little town, Caledonia, I saw the eyes of a young Indian man, and that's what the song is about.
Let's listen at 92.3 K-Rock.
Sad eyes, where you going? California River, oh, so wide. Wild eyes in the wilderness, where you're going with the devil in hand. California River, oh, so wide. Going to where the rain falls. Look for my brother. Look for my brother. Going to where the rain falls. Caledonia River, far away. Laying over, still water. Laid my body down.
That is Still Water from the brand new Acadie album by my special guest Daniel Lanois. This is Pete Fornatale. We'll be back with more after these words.
Hello, I'm Michael Palin. Today I'm exploring a small dark radio studio in New York. Last year I was exploring the world to duplicate Jules Verne's epic journey around the world in 80 days. It seems like only yesterday we took the 2 and on to Egypt. Met some charming locals. And off we went. But the boat didn't. Bombay was just over the horizon. Time for a haircut and offers of traditional hospitality. But nothing is forever. Bon voyage, Bombay. Bonjour, Hong Kong. For a hint of danger. Then on to the good old... And homeward too. Phew, that was exhausting. If you want the long version, tune your TV to Arts and Entertainment Network. That's A&E to you. Sunday night at 8, 7 p.m. Central. And let me, Michael Palin, take you around the world in 80 days. Hope we make it.
Sponsored in part by Visa. The 60s had the Cleavers.
Whoop-tee-doo.
The 70s had the Bradys.
Big wow.
The 80s had the Huxtables.
What do they know?
Wouldn't it be refreshing to see a television family you can finally believe in?
All righty.
Meet The Simpsons. America's funniest new family has a series of their own.
This is Bart Simpson. I'm the big star, so send me a lot of money and I'll send you my autograph. And
you can't say that.
Eat my shorts.
The Simpsons premieres tonight on Fox. Then on Married with Children, Al Bundy discovers his loving wife, Peg, has been doing their tax returns. And now he's really gonna pay.
Well, I'm all packed for prison.
Have a nice time, Daddy.
Let's say I give that some thought while I'm making my marriage vows in a prison chapel to a guy named Rock.
It's an all-new Married with Children right after the series premiere of The Simpsons tonight on Fox.
Catch The Simpsons in their series premiere tonight at 8:30 p.m., followed by Married with Children at 9 o'clock on WNYW Fox 5.
Take a midwinter break with 2 days of 20 to 50% savings and sensational values at Macy's. Sunday and Monday, save on fashion, men's outerwear, ladies' dresses and suits, exquisite jewelry, sweaters. Save on coffee makers, microwaves, TVs, VCRs, and a whole lot more. Savings are always in style with 20 to 50% off regular original former prices during Macy's two-day sale this Sunday and Monday.
This is Pete Fornatale back with you at 92.3 K-Rock with my special guest this morning, Daniel Lanois, talking about the release of his brand new Acadie album on Opal Records.
Yes, Opal, and but Warner Brothers have a lot to do with it.
I would say so. I would say so, too. This is your debut album, in a sense.
Yes, that's correct.
Did doing this record give you a different insight into the performers that you've worked with, or a different appreciation for the problems of the artist vis-a-vis his relationship with the producer?
Certainly, I'm very much aware of a whole other kind of communication. And I do know what writers go through and how attached you can become to certain ideas, certain lyrics. And hopefully I'll be able to apply this new knowledge to future productions. But the greatest thrill is to be out actually touring this music, because this has really opened up a whole other dimension. Because on stage, things tend to be stronger. You're dealing with bigger PA systems, and there's a tendency to deliver material with more power. And I like the idea of making louder, more powerful records in the future.
Is this a first for you as well, this kind of intensive touring? Is it the first time you've done anything like this?
It's the first time that the weight has been on my shoulders. I've played guitar for other people on tour, but to have the focus and the pressure on myself is the first time.
Yeah, and you seem to be enjoying it.
It's good fun, and learning something every day.
Is it easy for you, Daniel, to let go of a project? Do you know, for example, when it is done and finished, or are you still looking for things to do in the studio as the record company is dragging the master tapes away from you?
I'm much better at that now than I was, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago. What it is you have to be able to tell when something has reached a peak of sorts, even if it's a naive peak. And that's the hardest to detect. When something is innocent and naive, you may not always know it. The tendency might be to try and polish it up or try and do a better version. But in fact, that's quite often what we love about records, you know, sort of like a captured moment in time.
You mentioned earlier that your relationship with Brian Eno was a big break in your career. I have to assume that your involvement with U2 catapulted things to another level as well. How did that come about? How did that relationship come about?
I met U2 through Brian Eno.
Uh-huh.
Bono called Brian one day as we were working in Canada and essentially talked him into coming to Dublin to talk about doing their record. And he said, well, I'll bring my friend Dan with me, because we're working together these days. And next thing we knew, we were in Dublin making a record with U2. It's like, Bono is very good at convincing people.
Which project was that? Was that...
It was the Unforgettable Fire.
Unforgettable Fire. Had you been familiar with their work? When you're dealing with a new artist, what is the process of becoming their producer like? How do you take the reins of a project like that?
You have to be somewhat familiar with people's work, but it's not essential that you know everything about them. Sometimes a little bit of mystery adds to a record. You must enter a record with a whole lot of commitment and respect. If you respect the people you're working with, then ideas will really flow. If they come up with an idea and you truly believe them, then yes, you go with the idea, and then this, we'll use your word, catapult. This catapults yet a second idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a process of communication.
In the case of U2, what in your estimation was or is special about them? Why have they succeeded internationally to the degree that they have?
When I first met them, I realized that they were really determined and very smart. They also have a really good built-in editing system within the band, so they can never stray too far from what the taste of the band is.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the day, you know, suggestions will pop up, but most of them will be rejected and the right ones will be jumped on because of this built-in editing system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you and I work together and we have common philosophies, we're not likely going to stray as we talk and discuss ideas. And it's the same with them. They're smart and they talk about what they want to do and they try and do the things that are right for them.
They had albums out, obviously, before you entered the picture. And yet, once again, your participation in their music did raise things to another level, whether that was coincidence or what have you, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
But on that specific question, what did you add to U2 as a producer that wasn't on their earlier records?
I like those early records a lot, and Brian and I came in at a time when they were looking to make some new discoveries, new experiments, new angles, new environment for recording. And Brian and I were very much of that school of trying to take a left turn, mm-hmm. to find a new angle. So it was just like a really good time for us to work together as we were operating with similar goals and philosophies.
You have done some wonderful work with the Neville Brothers, and in fact they are involved in your own recording. I was wondering if you could discuss how that relationship came about, and maybe we'll play something from the record.
Okay. Well, my record, Acadie, was done in New Orleans, and the Neville Brothers live there. So it's very easy to call them up and say, can you drop by and try something? And Cyril did percussion on here, and the rhythm section from the brothers, who are not actually the brothers, Willie Green and Tony Hall, had quite an involvement in my record. Again, it's just like a phone call away and say, Willie, can you get a babysitter? And he comes by and plays a part, which is a great way to make a record. But in the case of Amazing Grace, that's something that was already on the shelf. It was like an a cappella rendition done by Aaron, and it always gave me shivers up the arm, you know, that Amazing Grace. And we did not include it on the Yellow Moon record, and I thought someday I'll find a home for this, and with a little bit of processing and superimposition, it found its way to my record.
Let's listen at 92.3 K-Rock. That's Amazing Grace from the brand new Acadie album by my special guest this morning, Daniel Lanois. Here's a big area, here's a big subject for this show, because I feel that this man's shadow is cast over this program. How did you become involved with Bob Dylan?
It was an introduction through Bono. Bono had been doing a little work with Bob, some writing, and they did a couple of things in the studio, and he sensed that Bob was ready to make a great record, and he thought that we would make a good team.
So you knew from the beginning that it might evolve into a producing relationship?
Yeah, that was essentially what the introduction was about. You know, you guys should make a record together.
Were you a fan? To what extent did you know his work?
Yes, somewhat of a fan. I'm not like familiar with all of Bob's material, but it's kind of nice to not know every record to detail, because you know, songs pop up. We heard something in the car the other day, Just Like a Woman, and I had heard that song before, but hearing it again, like the lyrics, just it was like a thrill for me that day. I heard words in there that I'd never heard before, and I like it when an artist's repertoire surprises me.
Sure. So working with him has changed the way that you relate to his entire body of work. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I can understand that. Were you intimidated with someone of his stature and or legend? Are you intimidated? What were your initial preparations for that project?
Much like any other record, just attention to detail before somebody arrives. Imagine that you're running a small family restaurant and you get like a big reservation and you know you got a table of 20 to set up. So you're going to be running around, you know, making sure you got all the liqueurs, all the napkins, and it's just attention to detail. It's the same way I've always done it.
Now, he has a spotted recorded history in terms of production and seemingly an impatience in the studio. Were you aware of that? Did you see evidence of it, and how did you deal with it?
I don't mind impatience because it allows you to get to the point. It means that on this record we caught some things in spontaneity, whereby if we had spent too much time on something, we may not have gotten it. But it's a matter of getting, working with both ends of the spectrum, you know, getting some things real quick, but then putting the care into it, you know, with the sounds and the getting the vocals right and just getting the moods right. So I think we struck a pretty good balance on O Mercy, you know, getting matching spontaneity with care.
Where was the album recorded and over what period of time, Daniel?
It was recorded in New Orleans also, and I don't know if I can come up with the exact dates. It was springtime 89.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd mentioned earlier that dangerous word, legend. From your perspective of one having to play the role of ringmaster, which is certainly part of what a producer does in the studio, what impressions did you form of Bob Dylan, not as, quote, legend, but as an artist that you worked with in this situation?
The thing about legends is that they are people, and what people look for ultimately is clear, solid advice. And that's the best way to deal with someone like Bob or anyone who's made a lot of records, is to say, here's what I think. And if they believe that you're telling the truth, then you have more communication.
You must be aware that this is his best-received album in some time, and many credit specifically the production of it. That has to be gratifying for you.
I'm happy that that people like it. I'm happy for Bob.
Would you select a track from that record for us and just give a little insight into the way it was presented to you, what the strategy was for recording it, and then we'll hear it as it came out?
Okay. One of my faves is Most of the Time.
Yeah.
And it's a track that Bob played for me quite early on, with just vocal and, I think it was just vocal and guitar. Wasn't even an amplified guitar. And it always had, I lived with this little demo tape that we recorded at his place, and I was really in love with the song, you know, the contrast of the lyrics, you know, how it talks about confidence and not needing anybody's help, and then in the end, the most of the time. It's just such a great catchphrase. It went through a lot of changes, that song. It started out being quite simple in its approach, and then we built and built onto it, and it has one of my favorite sounds is like this distant, distorted guitar, which is like represents the tension in the song, but the foreground is seemingly quite calm and in control, but there's this distant disturbance that I think is really the meaning and the delivery of the words.
Let's listen to Most of the Time from O Mercy by Bob Dylan at 92.3 K-Rock.
Most I stumble upon. I don't even notice. She's gone most of the time.
That is Most of the Time from Oh Mercy, the latest album by Bob Dylan, produced by my special guest this morning, Daniel Lanois, who has his own album, Acadie, out as a performer. Do you have other projects lined up for 1990 already? What can we expect next from Daniel Lanois?
I have a record plan with Peter Gabriel. We're starting Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And I can't tell you much about that because we haven't started.
Okay.
But it's going to be his next record. And personally, I'll keep writing and hopefully have enough songs to make another record soon.
Well, we look forward to that. I thank you for bringing Malcolm Byrne along this morning. Is there something else that you can do for us live, perhaps in your native language?
Yeah, we could do a song called Oh Maddie. It's a work song about tobacco picking.
Terrific.
And the original was done by Malcolm and I in New Orleans, very much like what we're doing here, two guitars.
Y'a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom. Y'a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom. On travaille aujourd'hui, on travaille sous la pluie, on travaille au tabouesti. Mes mains sont noires à cochon. Oui, mes mains sont noires à cochon. Pour 36 jours et 36 nuits, on travaille au tabouesti. Ma blonde, elle attend après moi. Ma blonde, elle attend après moi. Je veux retourner avec beaucoup d'argent. On travaille au tabouesti. Beau driver, donne-moi une chance. Beau driver, donne-moi une chance. Avez-vous du feu pour ma cigarette? On travaille au tabouesti. Ce soir on va au village. Oui, ce soir on va au village. Pour chanter les chansons et boire la boisson. On travaille au tabouesti. J'ai mal à la tête. Oh Marie, j'ai mal à la tête. Donne-nous l'esprit, l'esprit du corps. On travaille au tabou, Marie.
Le bleu du ciel a changé. Oui, le bleu du ciel a changé. Après 40 jours et 40 nuits, on peut pas travailler au tabac. Y'a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom. Y'a quelqu'un qui appelle mon nom. On travaille aujourd'hui, on travaille sous la pluie, on travaille au tabac.
And that just about does it for this Sunday morning. My thanks to Daniel Lanois for being our guest. Thanks also to my producer, John Platt. This is Pete Fornatale. I'll be co-anchoring with Jimmy Fink, K-Rock's coverage of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions Wednesday night from the Waldorf Astoria here in New York. Next week on the Sunday show, it's the Simon and Garfunkel story, a three-hour special to honor their induction into the Hall of Fame. Next Sunday afternoon, our 7th anniversary party at the New Ritz. Please join us. Any questions, call Folkworks at 212-807-6896. That's 212-807-6896. Maria Melito is in next. In fact, coming up in the next K-Rock Classic Rock Block is your chance to win a copy of the Kinks' Kink-sized Kinkdom and You Really Got Me on CD courtesy of Rhino Records. As 92.3 K-Rock celebrates a K-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame weekend, every winner will automatically qualify to win a Gibson guitar autographed by Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, and John Entwistle from Miller Genuine Draft and 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll radio.